there was a lot of animosity that morning. And it was because we had had a backfire the day before, you know, just like a backfire from a car. It's a gas engine. And, you know, there was a large fireball that shot out of one of the engines, and that was simply unburnt fuel because it was running rich. So we did have a mechanical problem. They had diagnosed it as a magneto that was going to fail, and we had one waiting for us at the next stop in Baton Rouge. And what happened was the pilots miscalculated the fuel. We were running rich, and they didn't take that into consideration as they should. And we were also sitting on a tarmac for an hour waiting for the drummer Artemis Powell to arrive, and we had the engines running then and lost an hour's worth of fuel at that time. And, you know, I don't know what was up with the pilots, but they missed a lot of things. You know, I can just chalk it up to being a bit younger than our previous pilot, and he had had so many hours in that plane flying Jerry Lee Lewis around the country. And he told me at one point, he said, you know, that is the safest plane ever built to fly. And I was going, well, why is that? And he says, it's got such a great glide ratio, we can put it down anywhere without any power at all, as long as we're not in a forest or a mountains.